tell me about the play when you came through and how close you were.
Well, obviously, I thought I was closer than I really was, I guess. I mean, you know, I was told that I shouldn't have left my feet. But, you know, at the time, I was just trying to make a play. And, you know, I came in there clean. And, you know, as far as being told I shouldn't let my feet, you know, that was the right advice. And I should just ran through, because that way I could control my body. But, you know, things happen, man. And, you know, I was trying to make a play, trying to be aggressive, and it didn't work for me.
What was the first thing that went through your head when you were on the ground and the punter fell on top of you?
I thought they was going to give me a running into the kick, because, you know, I was on the ground and he fell on top of me. But, you know, they gave me that 15-yard, which gave him a first down. And, you know, that kind of what, you know, got to me. And, you know, but, you know, I got to shake it off, man. You know, we got, what, 15 more games left before playoffs. And so we got a long road ahead of us, man. I just got to learn from my mistakes and keep trucking.
What did Ronnie Bradford say to you on the sideline?
He pretty much tore into me, man. But, you know, I'm not going to say he didn't have good reason to. But, you know what I mean? I just, you know, stuff like that, you got to let it go in one ear after the other and keep moving, man. You know, listen to what he got to say, and you can't let it hold you down.
All right. I hear you.
Do you think you hit him hard enough for him to fall like that?
Actually, like I said, I thought I was on the ground. I ain't touch him. You know, I was on the ground. He fell on top of me.
Did you see it on the film?
Yeah, so we saw it on the film. I mean, it wasn't me running into him at all. So, but, you know, it is what it is, man. You know, the refs called it, and what can you do?
A little bit of soccer?
Yeah.